Mobile, listening. We let you on the road today, W2T, sitting at home.
Bring the family out. Feed their faces sometimes.
See you're doing your job like you're supposed to.
Oh, wait a minute, this is Sunday. Well, I guess they are lucky then.
So how's things going, Steve? Haven't talked to you in a while.
If I can ever get past this wedding, I got just a little less than 30 days. They're in the final countdown. September 19th is the big day, and I am hoping that there will be a reasonable modicum of normalcy return.
Always hope and pray for the best.
Plenty of drama to go around.
It is with a wedding. I can remember mine back in 1967, you know, a long time ago.
Well, hey, I'm batting 500. The first one crashed and burned, and the second one, man, I hit it out of the park.
It was an excellent one. We had 45 good years together before she passed, so, you know, it worked out just well.
Pick me out a young one. That way she can feed me my pablum before I go.
And when you marry those young ones, they keep a close eye on those insurance policies, you know?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm turning 65 in October, and I don't know how that's going to work, if those policies are just going to continue and I continue paying on them, or just what.
You'll turn what age in October?
65.
You don't sound like you're that old and all. I know I am. Well, you know, they become paid up policies, is what happens.
I don't know. I've got to check into them and see what's going on, so. Oh, me. I think one of them is just a term life policy, so it doesn't do anything. But the other one's a whole life something or other. You got to get a hold of that boy that sold to me to figure it out.
I used to be in the business, and all a whole life policy, at a certain age, it reaches fully paid up status, and then you don't pay on it, and it just keeps accumulating as you get older. And you just reach an age where you can't buy any more insurance, you know?
Yep, yep. Well, so why do they keep sending me something that says cash value?
You want to cash it out early.
Well, that's the concept. So, well, I just have to look into it, figure them all out. Well, we're headed down to Big Lots, and we're going to look at Kurt and stuff, and I'm going to see if I can talk her into letting me go over to Lowe's, not Lowe's, but Academy Sports, while she's at Big Lots.
Ah, so you don't have a heart attack when you see how much money they spend.
$10 to do it with.
Yeah, right. I bet she carries a wallet. Carries a wallet that has a few of those plastic cards in it that have money on them.
Yep. We cut up our credit cards a long time ago, so all we got now is debit cards, and it has really worked out for us financially, because if we ain't got it, we don't spend it.
Same thing here, and I just wish I'd done it a whole lot earlier than I did, so, but, you know, we all learn things, and at least you're still able to still work and make a little buck or two.
Hey, what, I'm fixing to just let that slide on by the wayside.
You plan to start drawing your Social Security?
Oh, I've already started drawing my Social Security.
Ability or something?
No, I just went ahead and started. I looked at the numbers, and by starting my Social Security at 62 and a half, the odds say that I'll make it to about 80 years old with my family history on both sides of my mom's side and my dad's side. Anyhow, I looked at that and I projected how much money I'd get out of the government by waiting until I was 65 or 67 instead of going ahead and starting it at 62 and a half. Hey, I come out way ahead starting it at 62 and a half.
Oh, I took mine there too, so I know what you're talking about. And I took mine at that age, and it's you know. And now I've reached the age that if I want to go back to work, I can go back and make as much money as I want. It doesn't affect my Social Security.
Yeah, you can do that after what age? 65?
70.
Oh, okay. Well. There you go.
That's that magic number, and then beyond.
Sound like you're doing pretty well, too.
Except I can't find anybody that wants to hire me. That's the problem.
Maybe Lowe's.
It is what it is, and we go with what we got to go, so, you know. The fact that it helps that I've got that military retirement too. That helps out a little bit.
Well, there you go. You ought to be at least reasonably comfortable.
Yeah, that's about it, reasonably. Because I didn't do that many years of active duty. Mine was mostly reserve time, so my Navy retirement's not as big as it could have been. Like my sister, she did 22 years of active duty, so she gets a nice little check every month, and actually hers is a nice big check and all, but she's both drawing her Social Security and her thing. She's like 69.
Good. That's good. All right. Well, listen, we're just about to destinate down here at the bank lot in Spartanburg, so my wife's getting all excited. We're about to hit the parking lot, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you again soon. Stay informed, VWA. Clear up to your final.
All right, Steve. Good to hear you. And be careful out there on the roads today. Yeah, I went out and went to Blue Bay for lunch today, so had me some broiled fish. I've lost about 11 or 12 pounds, and I'm loving keeping it off. So I'm doing my best to eat, you know, a little bit better in what I eat. So anyway, talk to you later. Don't spend all your money in one place. Save it. You may want to buy a new radio. KN4VWA, W2T. 73s for now.
KP4NY. KP4NY through Echo Link. KT4NY, clear.